Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
Oscar winner.
His birthday is this Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Common.
Congrats, man.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God, though.
Now, why'd you leave Oprah hanging with the high five, man?
Oh, man. I see you trying to give me back. I see you trying to give me back. Man, you know what? I thought she was giving a high five to John, so I was like saving myself. I was like, I ain't want to get caught out there. So anyway, that's my girl now. She cool, man.
Did you call her to apologize afterwards? Or?
Yo, I talked to her the next day. She was like, yo, she was just like, dang, man, y'all really killed that performance. Feeling that joint.
You probably didn't even realize you left Oprah hanging. You probably saw it the next day on Vine or something.
I know. That's exactly what happened. They was like,
That's one of those moments you wish you could take back and do over again.
Oh, man, I definitely wanted to do it. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to do it over because I was like, that's all they showing on Vine. Me leaving Oprah hanging, it's over.
Now, did you think that you were gonna win the Oscar?
I mean, I was feeling confident. We were feeling confident. But until they say your name, you just don't know, because it was like, they were talking about some of the other nominees, and it's different people voting. So we were just like sitting there, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous, but I was still like, okay, man, we could do this. And when I heard them, they said John Stevens and Lonnie Lynn, I was like, man, we won a Oscar. We got an Oscar.
Did your people know it was you that won?
Yeah,
it wasn't Common.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but around in the audience, they ain't know. They was looking around like, what's up?
Yeah, like, man, Common didn't win.
I know. Until we jumped up, but my mother jumped up like, oh,
yeah, was the first. That's my baby.
Yeah, she was geek, man. Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's saying that you and Serena Williams got back together.
I know. Why did they say that? Because she was holding my Oscar, you know.
Man. Come on, now you just don't let anybody hold the Oscar.
Yeah,
Common.
Yeah, I know.
That was crazy. She was holding your Oscar.
And then she posted a picture.
Oh, you call him Oscar.
She posted a pic of y'all two that night, but deleted it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's my girl, man. Shoot, I give her love all the time. We just, I saw her at the party, and, you know, I'm going to give her that respect. She can hold the Oscar.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
It's complicated.
Did she hold you later? Because you're like gold and bald.
Hey, she like the golden boy.
Now, I read in People magazine you said more people know you now.
Yeah.
After Selma.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's like different people from walks of life, from 10-year-old kids, white people, black people, Latino, Asian, like different people coming up to me being like, man, we really feel Selma, we feel Glory. Or like, man, we loved y'all at the Oscars. It's older people, too. I'd be like, wow, man. It's a good feeling, though, because I felt like we were representing, like, hip-hop culture, representing black people, represent a lot of different things that just, you know, people, you know, I'd be on the people. So I felt like we were representing that, and to have people coming up saying, yo, we honor that. It's good.
Did you go out there for the march with President Barack Obama? Did you go out there?
No, I didn't get to go there, yeah.
Why not?
I was here promoting this movie, Run All Night, that we got coming out, so I had to be here for that.
That comes out on your birthday, too, right?
Yeah, it's on my birthday.
Right.
Liam Neeson. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm a Pisces, you know?
No, I was wondering.
What does that mean?
I mean, we cool. We always tell the truth. And we open to speaking our minds.
He lets you hold his Oscar, too. If you want.
Now, Common, I don't know that you've always told the truth.
Yeah,
what are you lying about?
Uh-oh. No, I mean, in his memoirs, he talks about certain situations where he would fake things.
Like what?
I mean, you got to maneuver through life sometimes. But, you know, overall, I tell the truth.
Would women say that you're honest?
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-oh.
That's the one thing a woman go get from me is honesty.
I read something that said you used to fart when you was 12 to get girls' attention.
Yeah, that was when you're a shorty, you trying all type of things, man. You know,
I was acting wild in class.
I never had no game when you
ain't never fought around a girl.
To get attention?
No, not to get
attention.
Yeah, I know, but I was, you know, I was like being a little class clown or something.
I don't know if that's the right kind of attention.
Did it ever work?
I know it ain't the right. It ain't, but I mean the girls. I still was getting girls in, so it worked somewhere.
You don't do that now.
No, I don't know. You know, I learned.
Everyone's
going
to go home and try it.
I always tell men when they fart around other men, I say that's a form of flirting. So I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean.
Why would you want a man to know what your ass smells like?
Yeah, I don't be thinking about that, Charlamagne.
How serious do you have to be with a female to fart in front of her?
I mean, you got to be, you got to know her well. You ain't going to do that in the first, like, couple of month or two. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be cool with
what
it.
What about for her to do that in front of you? Is that something that you're like?
I mean, eventually, if she like we real cool, but then I'm with it. But at first, she ain't gonna be doing that. You know?
Did Serena ever fart in front of you?
Man, I ain't gonna go in on Serena. Serena, good people, man.
He laughed because something happened.
Serena, good people. I just appreciate her body.
Now, I always wondered about Glory. When did y'all write that record? Because it seems so timely with everything that's going on with police brutality. And,
yeah.
You know, just the way we need. It seemed like we needed that record as a people. When did you write that record?
We wrote it like it was like October because. Ava DuVernay, who directed the movie, she was talking to me about doing the song, but they was busy editing, so I was like, okay. One day, I just was like, man, let me call John Legend. We'll just get started on the song. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And he started it up. I told him the title, Glory, was one of them, and he sent me the music. Like, he sent me the piano, him singing. I just started working on that joint. We wrote that joint quick, though.
So it was in the height of everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. You gave a really powerful speech at the Oscars, but some people, for whatever reason, were upset about it. Like, I saw people saying, oh, you know, how dare he say these things. I couldn't understand that.
Yeah,
backlash.
I mean, you know, you can't keep everybody happy. I've been having more people come up to me and, like, you know, be like, man, that speech meant something to me. You know, mm-hmm. I've had people saying they was crying about it. So it's like, at the end of the day, I know you ain't gonna please everybody. I said it because that's what was on my mind. And I think John had something important to say, too. So we just took that moment to be like, we ain't even give no shouts out or no thank yous. We was just like, look, we gonna say something to me.
Gotta get this off our chest.
Yeah.
Like, you also said, I saw it in People Magazine, that you're being known for the thing you wanna be known for. Like, exactly what is that thing now?
Yeah. I mean, just like standing for something and representing hip hop in a certain way. And really, man, shoot, I'm a person of God, so I'm gonna reflect that. And just being known for, like, standing up, speaking up for certain things. And being, you know, a person that's trying to bring people together, really.
Word. Now, Jay congratulated you on social media. Did you ever speak to him after that?
Yeah, I told him, man, I was like, I said, man, you know, we got that Golden Globe. And then they said, right after we got off the stage, you know, they told us, they was like, Jay just tweeted Glory. And then I told Jay, I was like, man, when I seen that, I was like, we made it. Like, you know, like Jay tweeted us, we made it. Right. Like, I was, you know, I was geeked, man, because he was real. He was real supportive. He was like, when I saw him the night after the Oscars, he's like, man, don't put that Oscar down, man. You did this for us. Like, he was like, he was overjoyed about me winning. And I was like, man, I appreciated, you know, the love he had for
me. Y'all ever work with each other, do a record?
Man, I want to, man. That dude, obviously one of the greatest. And he, like, for me, man, he still be snapping on the raps. Like,
absolutely.
So I would love to rock with Hov.
Is that what you meant? A fan asked you, "What's on your bucket list that you haven't done yet in hip hop?" And you said,
yeah.
"Jay-Z."
That's Jay-Z.
What you
meant? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love to rock a song, and we ain't never did nothing. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be right. I'm supposed to work with Ye too on some stuff. We've been talking about getting up on some more music.
Ye back right. I said, you know, I wanted Yeezus to be like his Electric Circus.
Yeah.
Then he come back with the B.
Yeah, he coming back.
You see, he 3-for-3 right now with the Only One and the All Day and the yeah. Wolves.
Man, that All Day, I love rocking tough that joint. That and Wolves, and I like how, you know, he giving it up for like Vic Mensa, like, you know, some right. of the youngest from Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's dope, man.
You embraced Chance the Rapper yeah, early on sure. as well.
Yeah,
you
said, I definitely.
You told us I think your grandmother cool?
Yeah, our grandmother's cool. So I, you know, my grandmother was like, man, you know, it's this kid, you know, my friend got her grandson rap. Can you just say something to him? So I hit him up. And he wasn't Chance the Rapper then. Maybe that was his name, but I just hit him up and just gave him a little inspiration. But he dope too, man. Chance dope.
You probably get a lot of that in Chicago, though. Like, oh, Common, man. Is this rapper that you, could you hit him up, Lonnie?
All the time.
don't keep going.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely get it, you know. But I feel like it's my duty to be able to give it up for some of the new generation coming up as far as just in hip-hop, especially coming from Chicago. I feel like, man, we done opened some doors. It's up to us. That's why I'm honoring, like, what they doing, whether it's Lil Bibby, whether it's Lil Herb or Dirk or Chance and Vic Mensa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, also, this Friday's your birthday. So, what are you doing with you on your birthday, and who are you doing it with?
Man, I'm really just gonna kick it with my team, man, because we've been in like a lot of celebratory mode since things right. been popping. So I ain't gonna do too much.
You gotta
know,
go
I ain't
to
got
the
no
movies.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I am going to movies to see Run All Night. Thank okay. you.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think that would be a great idea to go on your birthday, surprise people, show up at the yeah. movie theater with your team.
Man, y'all gotta see me in this movie. I'm like a a crazy like hitman, like a crazy. It's dope, and I'm going at it with Liam Neeson. Like we go toe to toe. It's dope, man.
Like that's a stretch. Like you not from Chicago. Yeah. Like I ain't never seen you slap somebody at the house. Yeah.
Why do you always gotta bring that up?
He always bring that up. He bring that up every time, man.
When he won the Oscar, I'm like, yo, that's common sense. Can I borrow a dollar? You know, I saw him slap somebody in Myrtle Beach.
Charlamagne always bring it up.
All the great things that Common has done, and you want to talk about him slapping somebody all the time?
It inspires.
He won an Oscar.
It does inspire, though. When you know somebody come from that, and you see them doing this.
Tell us a story for somebody who hasn't heard it.
You slapped somebody in Myrtle Beach. There was a dude heckling him, and you started freestyling, and then midst of the freestyle, he smacked him. Like, wow. And didn't stop freestyling.
Nice. Nothing. Is there anything that anybody could do now that could make you want to smack them?
I ain't even try to get in that. Like, it ain't worth it. You know what I mean? Unless you was doing something to my daughter or something that's going like, that's offending my family like that, then otherwise, it's like, man, come on. Like, people be saying certain things. A lot of people don't say nothing too crazy, but if they say something, I'll be like, all right, cool.
They'll never say it to your face, though. It'll just be on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll see it in the award show with your daughter and say something slick there, but they're not going to say it.
They ain't going to say it. That's real. That's true.
Now, why didn't y'all let Lettucey sing Take My Hand, Precious Lord?
Let me say.
Whose fault was that?
Let me tell you. Like, first of all, it was like the Grammys put together the performance.
Right.
And they choose, you know, who they want. I don't think the idea wasn't even... I don't think the idea was like Lettucey's or I did. That wasn't the idea. I think it was the Grammys about how they would place what they wanted Beyonce to do. That was between them, and they just said, yo, we're going to tie this in with the whole Glory and the Selma. We giving a tribute to Selma. So, you know, Lettucey did her thing, and Beyonce did her thing too, man. I was like, she dope. She
snapped. It was never a choice like, okay, look, you know, we want to sing this song. Lettucey did it in the movie. We want Beyonce to do it at the Oscars.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the idea. The idea was more that came from the Grammys and some maybe somebody in Beyonce's camp. So it was never like a choice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like there's so many artists out here that are like flash in the pan. You know, they might have a big single right now and not have the longevity that somebody like Common has had, you know. What is some advice that you could give people so that they can just keep on evolving? Because you definitely have evolved from the beginning of your career. People considered you like, you know, an underground rapper, to being somebody that just has evolved into, you know, what, Envy?
He wants to give some free advice now. We charge
give some advice to some of these up-and-coming artists so that they can know what do they need to do to be consistent and to stay relevant.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't be afraid to change sometimes. Like, say you came out saying one thing. We all grow. We all, like, evolve as human beings.
She sound like your grandmother. Be like, can you call that young boy? Yeah.
If you was on the phone with one of these kids right now.
I mean, too, it's like you want to find your voice. Like, you don't want to just be imitating everybody else out there, because right. You will be that run-of-the-mill artist that we just, you know, you hear and then they just fly by night. If you get something, bring something unique. Because even with Charlamagne saying, like, yo, man, we thought – Yeezus was Ye's Electric Circus. Ye will bring you something each time to make you keep you on your toes. Like if you know like this artist gonna do the same thing and they on their fifth album, after a while you like it's like a woman that ain't like, you know, y'all doing the same position every time. What, you know, you want to flip it. You know what I mean?
There you go. Back
wow,
to sex.
That's a great analogy.
Oscar.
Common was saying he doesn't have a girlfriend to celebrate with, to celebrate his birthday with on Friday, so you're going to spend it with the team.
Yeah, I'm spending with the team. And, you know, I'm a single guy right now. Life is great.
Well, speaking of sex, how does it feel to watch Taraji every Wednesday on Empire?
Yeah, do you watch Empire?
That's your old boo.
I mean, I don't watch Empire all the time, not because the show is funny, man. I love it, man. It's a good show. But I don't really watch TV that much, to be honest.
But did you see the episode when she walked out and her ass was out?
Nah, but Taraji doing her thing. That's one thing I got to say. I did see when she beat her son with a broom, and I was like, man, she going in. People love her. I got more power. I'm saying more power to her. She doing her thing. Wow. And they in my hometown, so they holding it down. She came to this festival we had called the iFest, where I had like Ye perform and Lupe and Lil Herb. It was like a festival for Chicago. We was raising money for our programs and stuff, Ye's program and everything. Yeah, shout out to Ryan Fest too, because he was really behind a lot of that.
You say you're single, but you seem like you're letting some good ones get away, Kyle.
I know, it's been some good
ones. Raji, Serena, like.
Hey, man, I mean.
Kerry Washington.
She put Kerry Washington on the list. But look,
that's a good one.
What you, but I'm saying all these women are doing great, huge.
You got
things
to trap
now.
One of them.
It's kind of like once you date Common, you go on to become like.
Hey, man, I'm elevating.
You want to blow up?
I elevate him, but Serena had a lot of stuff before
she was
me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I elevate him. That's all it is.
Yeah, they get hit TV shows afterwards.
Yeah. Did they all text you? Like when you won the Oscar, did you look through your phone and it was like Carrie, Taraji?
I mean, they definitely give love. Like they, I mean, Taraji definitely. She done tweeted it before after the Golden Globe. She gave us a shout out. That's the one thing I ain't end off on no bad notes. That's
yeah, everybody still likes you.
Yeah, that's love.
Okay.
Now, how close are you to playing Green Lantern, man?
Man, I'm hoping that it happens because, like, I know they rebooting the Justice League, and if they decide to do like that Green Lantern with John Stewart, the black version, man, I'm hoping they come to me. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely go fight.
Are you getting
for the
any
role.
Calls? Or are you just putting it out
doing,
there?
No, I'm doing two other movies that I'm about to start, and then I'm producing and gonna star in this TV show, but specifically for the Green Lantern, I ain't got no call.
You got to fight Tyrese for that role.
I know.
He on Instagram with the costume.
Yeah, with the
on.
Costume. Yeah. On. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't mad at it. Go
what's,
for it.
What's this TV show?
This TV show is, I can't really talk all about it, but it's dope. I'm the lead of it, and it's like it's gonna be real good.
It's not another Empire, is it?
Like, no.
It's something you pitched?
Yeah, it's something
based,
we put
is
together.
It based on
we
your
put together.
Life?
No, it's more. It's gonna be based in a world that y'all gonna love. It's really dope. I'm the lead. And we producing it. It's gonna be dope.
You still love music? It seems like you love the acting and the movies. You still love music? Making
yeah, man,
records?
I love music.
You just
man.
Won an Oscar for Glory. You better love music.
But it was part of a movie that he was in.
Yeah, but you know, I ain't gonna front. I do like writing music for different things. Like now, when I'm working on a project where I want to like I'm gonna make a short film to it, and maybe eventually like put it on Broadway or something. Like I like thinking of doing music in different mm-hmm. ways. So, yeah, I love doing music, though, man. It's like, man, every time I get around, like when we rapping and cats saying some dope rhymes, I'll be like, yeah, all right, that's on.
Now, is it pressure to win an Oscar for acting?
I don't think it's pressure, but I want to do that.
Right.
I want to get, like, a Grammy. Well, I got the Grammys. I want to get an Oscar. I want an Emmy, and I want a Tony. It's like it's called the EGOT, and it's only a few people that ever walked the earth to that have done that, so that's
golden,
one of
got,
my
you
goals.
The Golden Globe
you got a Golden Globe,
I got
Oscar
the Golden
and a
Globe.
Grammy.
Yeah, I got the Golden Globe, Oscar, and a Grammy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Tony Award, I mean, I would have to win doing theater. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then Emmy, I would have to win for something on TV.
So you going for it?
I'm going for
there
it.
You, yeah.
You went from, can I borrow a dollar to Mama, I want an Oscar.
Yes.
Like, dude, man. You weren't thinking about none of this growing up in Chicago.
Nah, man. I mean, that's the thing about it. It's like, I just wanted to be heard as an MC. Mm-hmm. I wanted, like, KRS-One and De La Soul to know who I am, like right. Be coming to New York, rocking shows. And then it just kept
going.
Wasn't
respect for Chicago
going.
Artists back then?
I mean,
not
nah,
as the MC?
No, nah, it wasn't. I mean, Twista was the first artist out, and then I came next, and we had to fight to get that respect. Mm-hmm. That's why I even named the album Can I Borrow a Dollar, because I was saying, can we get our respect? Can we get some love? But then, you know, eventually as I became an actor, I was like, man, I want an Oscar. I want an Oscar. I was thinking about that. And who would have known I would have got it through music? But I wouldn't have wanted it no other way than to be up there representing with Glory and Selma. Mm-hmm. You know, of course I would like to get it as an actor too, but for us to be able to say, look, man, we up there representing this, mm-hmm. like, you know, the movement, like, and hip-hop.
What was that turn where you went from music and said, I want to start acting?
That was like, that was around the Electric Circus time. Like, I was like, it was a little before, like, Electric Circus, but I just was getting bored with hip-hop. I was like, I got to do something else. Like, and I'd already been into... I did some plays when I was younger, but then when I did the play, my mother and everybody wasn't saying like I was fresh, so I just stopped acting. Mm-hmm. But then I just decided I started taking classes, man. I was going to classes, being on tour. I would come home and just take classes, and then I started going on auditions. I just loved acting, and I was mm-hmm. like, man, it's something I really feel like I feel music. Mm-hmm. I feel just as passionate about it.
Do you ever look at some of your old audition tapes like,
Oh, man, I look at some of my old films I've been in and be like, damn, I could have did better.
Just Right was dope, though. I don't care what nobody said.
You must have Just
That's
Right.
That's my joint. I keep
you always talk about this.
I know, but I'm saying.
Love Just Right, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. thank you.
Out of every
girl,
movie.
When that girl tries to come back to you after you got healed, I'm like, F that bitch, comment. Get back with her.
Which one do you look at and you're like, man, I could have did better?
That's right. That's right. When Charlamagne said it, I was like,
wait, what was that movie you were in with Alicia Keys? You were carrying her up the stairs?
Smoking Aces. That was the first movie.
That was a good one.
That was the first movie I did. So the first movie Alicia did. So we was, you know, we was rocking that one together. But Just Right, a movie I think I could have did better. And I was in The Terminator. I could have did better than that. But hey. You know, I'm living and learning. I'm growing, you know?
Do you ever go back and listen to Electric Circus and be like, yeah, they was right. This wasn't hot.
Hey, man, I think, I still stand on Electric Circus. I still stand for that. You know, I think it's part of my whole, like, you know, body of work. And I feel like you got to get that sometimes. Think about it. You like, man, Ye coming with it with All Day and Wolves. Yeah. It's almost like you got to go down and go up, you know, even if that down ain't down to you.
Right.
People still looking like, well, I ain't like that as much, but you bringing something back to them.
Because you came with B, so you got to hear what everybody's saying. Like, yeah. And then, like, Electric Circus, that motivate you to, like,
for come sure. with it. Yeah, I definitely was like, yo, because people was writing me off like, yo, you know, it's over for him, you know. So I was like, oh, man, I'm about to show y'all. And get him, when I got to rhyme on Get Him High, that was the beginning for me. Like, we was like, yeah, that was a new beginning.
How's your relationship with No ID now?
That's my man. That's my guy. Like, he produced the whole last album, Nobody Smiling. And I'm on his label, Artium. So, and Def Jam is, I'm on Def Jam. So, and that's just my brother. You know, I didn't know him since fourth grade. Mm-hmm. So, it's just a bond that it can't be separated.
It was for a little while, though.
It was. But we grown men now. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, you go through that. You know, how many friendships go through that sometimes? And the fact that we can't, you know, came back together and we rocking together.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I always wonder, were you raised by a village? Was it your mom, your pops, everybody that had a hand in you?
Yeah, my mother was strong there. My father, I didn't grow up around, but, he was still present in my life. And his words meant a lot. And, you know, the time I did get to spend with him, my stepfather. And then just being in Chicago, the group of guys I grew up around, that was part of the village. Mm-hmm. And then my next door neighbors, you know how that, like for the Oscars, my mother brought out about 25 people like that really? We all grew up with, mm-hmm. like, and they all, we celebrated. Like, we had a barbecue before, before the Oscars. The night after the Oscars, we had a dinner. Mm-hmm. I brought the Oscar. They all was like taking a picture. They was geeking. Right. Yeah.
I know you were like, I can't get everybody in the club though.
I couldn't take them all.
You're not going to the Vanity Fair party.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I asked that because you've always been conscious. You always been a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wondered like what
it definitely what is a village. And my grandmother and my uncle stepped in too. My uncles was like, yo, one of my uncles, God bless his soul. My uncle Charles, he would always be like, man, you're going to do something. You know, that kind of gave me some fuel.
And I always say this, I think if you haven't read it, you should read Common's autobiography. It was a really great read. You learn a lot about how he was raised and everything.
Thank you. I'm actually working on a new book, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're developing it now, but it's not going to be, you know, like a memoir. It's going to be about different subjects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm
getting
it.
Like advice from?
Yeah, advice, you know, a little, you know, like perspective, I'll say too. Okay. Yeah, you know,
based on your own experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think you'll ever drop the Common altogether? Because you went from Common Sense to Common. Now you got Oscars and Golden Globes. You think you'll just be Lonnie?
Nah. I think, you know, I love Lonnie because that's my father's name too. So I'm carrying that. But nah, Common. You know, I done worked hard with this. So I'm, you know, and people know me as that now, and they feel like, you know, I don't know. They feel connected to that. So I'm with it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Love when you come up here. Mr. Common, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.